Good morning, everybody. Today's Yarchikala is partially sponsored Lil Nishmas Nosanot Adoy Ben Yehuda Zundel. As Yotzei was Rish Chodesh Adar. I want to thank Rav Simon for coming and sharing the Vetayra. He's always so readily amenable to coming and sharing the Vetayra. And it's always great to hear from him and see from him. Like everyone here knows. Once again, anybody who's looking for chavrusas, please, we have good chavrusas available at all times of day and night. So please, please come and see me if we can help you learning in any way. I have a recorder here. I can give it to you after. I'm recording it. I can email it to you after.
Plus, you know how to erase the memory full.
I don't know. So I'm recording it.
Yeah. Okay.
You're
okay.
Sorry.
Okay. Okay. Peshus Rav Kraus, Peshus the Oilem. New faces, old faces, so it's a big schuss to be here on, once in a while on a legal holiday to share Divrei Torah. We're holding almost by Purim, so we'll say some Divrei Torah in Yana Diyoma, specifically about Suda's Purim. We're having a Suda now, so, and Bez Hashem, okay, we'll see where it takes us. In the Megillas Esther, it says, "Lasso so som yimei mishneh v'simcha," that the yimei Purim or yimei mishneh v'simcha. So the first thing we know is yimei mishneh v'simcha, that the mitzvah of mishneh v'simcha is bayom, is in the daytime. That's why the Gemara says that Sudas Purim sh'ochlo balayla lo yotza yidei chovaso. That right, the Sudas Purim has to be by Yom. We have to understand maybe then why is it so people eating the Sudas Purim like 5 minutes before Shkia, and especially this year we're not going to turn the clocks yet. So as it is, you see people will be happy to make the mitzvah when it's still Yom. You have the whole day to do it, but somehow people only get it to the last minute. Is there a limud zchus on that? Is that a lachatchila? Is that a bidyeved? Is that what is that all about? You may mishta v'simcha. It's bibayom. So it's interesting. The Mordechai writes in Megillah that. Even though it says Sudas Purim Ochlo Balaylo Yotza Yidei Chavaso, that means if you only have it Balaylo, you're not Yotza Yidei Chavaso. But there still is an Indian to have a Suda Balaylo Dumya the Shabbos, that we have a Suda Balaylo and a Suda Bayom. We have two Sudas Bayom, but at least to have one Suda Balaylo, one Suda Bayom. That's brought down in the Mordechai. And the poskim in the Shulchan Aruch refer to it as well. The Shemi Shmuel writes that we know that the pasuk says Lo Selech Rochil Ba'Amecha, that right Rechilas Lashon Hara is an aveir in the Torah, and Rashi says that what they would do is. That if somebody wanted to give information over to somebody else and he wanted the information to be accepted, so they would do it in the course of a meal. They would do it in the course of achila. That the achila, gives a stample. It makes a kvias to whatever you want. You know, like businessmen. You know, they don't just say we're going to have a business meeting. We're going to go out for lunch. And that gives a you know, so you have a nice chevra here. You're not going to just, you can have a breakfast. So it keeps a kvias to the learning or whatever you're doing. You're going to, so the same thing, the Shem Yishmuel says, that since the Mordechai says there's really a mitzvah, there's a mitzvah of Megillah Balayla and a mitzvah of Megillah Bayom, so then there has to be a Suda Balayla and a Suda Bayom. And that gives a kvias to the kriyas haMegillah, and therefore, even though lo yotze yidei chovaso by the kriya only balayla, but that's if you only have balayla, but not, it's not to negate the fact that it's an inyan to have some type of suda even balayla, and therefore the two, and that's going to be parallel to the two kriyas haMegillahs that we're going to have both by balayla and by yom. It's interesting that the kriya balayla is not mentioned in the Mishnah, right? In other words, in Mishnayos and Megillah, they never mention the concept of a kriya balayla. So the Rav Shlomo HaKohen of Vilna writes, so you see that most probably it didn't exist in the time of the Mishnah. It was only Rav Shua ben Levi, Chayev Adam Likros Megillah Balayla, Shnosa Bayom, etc. But it didn't exist. I mean, the Mishnah in Megillah is the best test, because the Mishnah in Megillah says there's certain mitzvahs that are Bayom, you can do it the whole Yom. There's certain mitzvahs of Balayla, you do it the whole Laila. And it mentions Megillah Bayom in that Mishnah. You can read it the whole day, Megillah Bayom. But in the Mishnah, in the Megillah, in the Mitzvahs Balayla, it doesn't mention any Kriya. And if anything, we're in Masech the Megillah here. It's not like it's Shalom Minyanu. So it seems very clearly that there's no Mitzvah. It was in the time of the Mishnayos, there was no Megillah Balayla, and therefore the Mishnah doesn't mention it. And therefore we assume that the Megillah Balayla is only, was only a Drabanan. It's a lower level of Chiv. But still, we still have a mitzvah Balayla, etc. But the mitzvah of Kriyas HaMegillah, of Kriyas HaMegillah Bayom, that's the Iker of the Kriyas HaMegillah. And that, the Turi Evin, has this idea that it's considered a higher level of a chiyuv. It's considered a mitzvah midivrei Kabbalah. It's a mitzvah that's brought down in Tanakh. So in other words, even though there are mitzvahs d'oraisa and there are mitzvahs that are only d'rabbanan, like Neiros Chanukah, and then mitzvahs d'oraisa, but there's this middle level of things that are brought down in Tanakh, which are not in the Chamishei Chumashei Torah, but they're in Nach. And that's considered a higher level of Chiyuv. Divrei Kabbalah is Kedivrei Torah Dami, and therefore that's on a higher level. Mitzvah of Kriyas and Megillah, we assume, is a mitzvah called Yachid V'Yachid, right? In contrast to the other Megillahs, the Shir HaShirim, Rus, Koheles. You know, the Vilna Gaon held you make a bracha on those Megillahs also. If you go to a place, you go to Yeshiva Chaim Berlin, and they follow Minhagei Hagra, so you'll see they'll have the Chamesh Megillahs. They'll have even on Pesach and Shavuos and Rus and this, they'll take out a cloth and they'll read with a bracha. They'll also, when a boy is bar mitzvah there, in those that follow Minhagei Hagra, the father will get up and make a bracha b'shem u'malchus shep tarani mion shol shalzeh, because those minhagei hagra that some people who follow minhagei hagra will do. So they asked the Vilna Gaon, so how come, you know, this year Tezvav is on Shabbos, so right, so it's a Purim Meshulash in Yerushalayim. So why can't you read the Megillah on Shabbos? Because it's a Gzeira de Rabba, Shemi Yarvirenu, Dalaramos, Rishus HaRabim. So then, what about Shir HaShirim? We read that on Shabbos, and Rus on Shabbos, and according to the Vilna Gaon, we make a klaf and a bracha, so seemingly it should be the same toikef as Megillas Esther. We're reading with a klaf, we're reading it with a bracha, etc. And yet we're doing it on Shabbos. Yes, we're doing it on Shabbos. So the Talmidim of the Gra asked the Rebbe, why is it that we don't have a Gezeirah de Rabba when it comes to the other Megillas L'shitascha? So he said because Megillas Esther is a chova al kol yachid v'yachid. So then chova v'yachid. So yachid's gonna forget to do it and make a mistake, he'll come to carry, etc. So we have to have a gezeirah d'rabba. But this is a chova al atzibur. Kriyas haMegillah of Shir HaShirim and Rus, and this is not a chova on the yachid. If a person didn't hear a word or he had to step out or he missed something, it's a chova on the tzibur. So it's a chova on the tzibur, so then there's no gezeirah d'rabba. Because on the tzibur, we're not worried that the tzibur as a community is going to make a mistake. A yachid will make a mistake on the tzibur. So that's what the Vilna Gaon said. The Binyan Shlomo says, and he thinks that's the pshat also in Kriyas HaTorah and every Shabbos morning. That the Pasha, you don't say Gezeirah d'Rabba on Kriyas HaTorah Shabbos morning, but because Kriyas HaTorah Pashas is a chova on the tzibur. And Mela, if somebody, he walked in late or something like that, we don't tell him, you know, you have to go to another shul now and hear Kriyas HaTorah, because it's a chova on the tzibur. And the tzibur has to have Kriyas HaTorah, but it's not a chova on the yachid. That's the pashut pshat, and they bring a raya from Rav Safra Mahadar Ape, that the shitas in the Gemara. I wouldn't recommend anyone to do this, but there are shitas in the poskim that one could do other things during Kriyas HaTorah. That's not aim farsimim, that's not something that people should know too much about, especially Balabatim. That would be wouldn't be such a good thing, that you really could be learning maybe Daf Yomi or something else drink. It wouldn't be a good thing. So let's stick to listening to Kriyas HaTorah. But technically, Kriyas HaTorah is as long as there's 10 people in the community, and therefore they would have a chova on the tzibur. And if you missed, you were spacing out in the middle of Kriyas HaTorah. So if you space out in the middle of Megillas Esther, then you finished. Either you go to a different shul, or you read yourself, or you catch up or something. But that's a choval ayachet to hear every single word. The Shalach HaKadosh writes that he thinks that the Dal Parshas you should be machmir. And the Dal Parshas, Zohar, we know we treat Zohar very, and Parah made it as a Yesh Omrim in Shulchan Aruch. So, but all the Dal Parshis, he says, you should treat that as a Chovos Hayochid to hear every word. So we're in the Dal Parshis now, so we could keep that in mind. As we said before, but the Kriyas HaMegillah, that's a Chovos Hayochid, and then it's a Chovos Hayochid which is from the Dalad Divrei Kabbalas, Kedivrei Torah Dami. That's why the poskim that say that my son was born on, I have a son that was born on Purim. He's born on Purim at night. One of my youngest son was born on Purim at night. So I can imagine maybe one of these days he's going to want to lay in the Megillah for his bar mitzvah. So the Gemara says in Nida that a person becomes bar mitzvah, not only he has to be Yud Gimel Shonim V'Yom Echad, he also has to have Shtei Saras. He has to have two hairs to show that that's part of the Simonei Gadlus. So how do we ever know whether somebody has the Shtei Saras? So there's a Chazakah that if he's Higlia L'Klal Shonim, he's Higlia klal simonim. But the poskim write that you don't say that. You don't say that by a daraisa. In other words, if the chiyuv, it was the daven for the omer to kriyas haTorah, the boys lain in the Torah. That's only a din derabanan, so we can rely on the chazaka. But if something is a daraisa, so then we're not going to rely on the chazaka. In fact, the Magen Avraham quotes this at the beginning of Hilchas Kiddush, Reishayin Aleph. If Aleph, he talks about Nebuch, sometimes the husband is not there, he's not, whatever, for some reason, and a bar mitzvah boy is making Kiddush for his mother. So he says, so it's a question, because if the mother has a chiv d'oraisa in Kiddush, and so who says that he's a gadol? Who says he's a gadol? And Kiddush is a d'oraisa, so if Kiddush is a d'oraisa, so you need shtei simonim, and we don't rely on the chazaka for d'oraisa. So that's the discussion of the posse. So some say this hu adinami, that the kriyas because hayomim ha'ilun is karen v'nasim, so zechira to read the Megillah is in the Megillah. So right. So it's divrei Kabbalah k'divrei Torah. It's not like the kriya at night. But the kriya at night, we said, is not even in the Mishnah. The kriya at night. So the kriya at night, if you want to, the bar mitzvah boy wants to do at night, so then poskim that would permit him to read the Megillah at night. However, there's one shita of Shechta once pointed out from the Dovid Mesharim. Dovid Mesharim is the Chabin Rav, and he's buried and you go to Har Menuchas. Moshe Feinstein is there, and the Chabin Rav, and the Belzer Rebbe, and then they put Rav Fisher there. That line of so the Chabin Rav was one of the Gedolei Poskim. So he pointed out that he's not so convinced in the Shuta Dovid Mesharim that even that it's a deraisa kriya bayom and the suda, because he says perhaps to be divrei kabbalah it has to be b'loshon tzivui. In other words, all the Torah is b'loshon tzivui. This is hayomim ha'elin niskarim v'nasim is not a loshon tzivui. He says these days of Purim are niskarim v'nasim. We're going to have a suda, we're going to have this, but it's not the Lashon Tzivui, so maybe that's not considered even Divrei Kabbalah, even though it's mentioned in the Nach. And that would be a different shita. We know that we say Alanisim, we masker Alanisim in Purim, in the Tefillah, and in the Birkas HaMazon. So there's a discussion in the Poskim. What if you forgot, if you forgot Al Hanisim, do you have to repeat the benching or not? We normally assume that, but the Marshal has a tshuva where he says, well, normally the rule is like Yalav Yovo. If you get Yalav Yovo on Yontif, you have to repeat because it's a chova to have a pass on Yontif. But, on Rosh Chol HaMoed, things like that, and Rosh Chodesh, in the Suda, it's not a chiyuv. So, well, since it's not a chiyuv, so then you don't have to repeat the benching. So the Marshal says in Chuvis Marshal, he says so. L'chora, it's a chova to have a Suda. So Suda usually means that you have pas. It's a chova to have pas. So the male, if you would forget Alanisim, you'd have to repeat the benching. And the Magen Avraham quotes this Marshal and disagrees with it. And he says, no, that who says you have to have pas? We normally assume we have pas. I mean, but he says he doesn't think it's so pasha. You could have a suda without pas. So who says therefore the Alanisim is likuva? So that's the. So we said before that the suda is bayom. The suda is bayom. So why do people have the suda so late in the day? Chori should have a suda earlier in the day. Fakert, whenever there's a mitzvah to do something bayom, we say is reason makdim le mitzvahs. That's why it's brought down in. the Shvus Yaakov has a tshuva where he says the following. He says, how come we make a bris milah? So when do we make a bris milah generally? After davening, we make a bris milah. And how come on Rosh Hashanah the minhag is not to do it after davening, do it before shofar, not after davening? He says, because if you can wait after davening, you're going to lose the Zrizim Makdim L'Mitzvahs, because he says Zrizim Makdim L'Mitzvahs, he feels, is up to Chatzos. Up to Chatzos is, you can still consider that you're, because that's the morning part of the first part of the day. So then Zrizim Makdim L'Mitzvahs, you do it after Chatzos, then it's no longer Zrizim Makdim L'Mitzvahs, and you lose out on that Mila of Zrizim Makdim L'Mitzvahs. So normally we always try to do things early in the, well, we should want to do things early in the day to Mekayim, Zrizim Makdim L'Mitzvahs. So why all of a sudden with the Suda we seem to be so makel and we're not doing Zrizim Makdim L'Mitzvahs for the Suda. So the Trumas Hadeshen has a tshuva. The Shach writes that the tshuvas of the Trumas Hadeshen were not real shilas, like the Shagas Aryeh. No one asked the Shagas Aryeh his Kriya Shema Daraisa Darabanan. It's just a way of presenting the information with a shila and a tshuva. You know, like, same thing in the Trumas Hadeshen. He wrote the questions and he wrote the answers. Okay, that's fine. So he asked the question, why is it that the minig is to have it so late in the day? So he says very practically. He says Purim is a very busy day. You know, Purim is one of the most pressurized days in the year. You got this shall have this. You know, so many things you have to do in a short amount of time. So of course the Suda is going to be later because you have so many things to do. He quotes the Mishnah Chulin on Daf Pei Zayin. The Mishnah discusses the din of Osov Es Beno. That we know that if you shechted the mother and then the child in the same day, violate the lava Osov Es Beno Lo Tishchato B'Yom Echad. So therefore the Mishnah says you have to tell people. If you sometimes you have to tell people that we sold the mother today, so if somebody buys the kid, they shouldn't shecht it because you know he's going to violate also Es Beno. So it says, what are the times that you have to? If someone buys an animal stamed on during the weekday, so who says he's going to shecht it today? But if he buys it for Yontif, then you know, an Erev Yontif, so then you have to assume that he's buying it because he wants to have meat, he wants to have meat for Yontif. So therefore, he says, so what are the Yom Tovim? And Erev Rosh Hashanah, he has to, and Pesach, and Shmini Atzeres, these times, are Shavuos, these times if someone's sold the animal, so he has to be machris to the people that the mother was sold today. But there's one, Tosus points this out in the Mishnah, that Sukkos, it doesn't say that you have to, Erev Sukkos. If you sold the mother on Erev Sukkos, you don't have to, be machris. So why not? Why is Sukkos, inferior to any other day of Yontif? So he says because Sukkos, people are too busy. They're not going to nestle their shecht. It's not like today that we put up our sukkah already a week before and we got everything, you know. It was a different way of, you know, it was last minute. It wasn't so organized like we have today. Everything is, you know. So sukkahs, you're just too busy with the lulav and the esrog and the sukkah. And there's no way you're going to start shechting an animal today, so it's not going to happen. So you don't have to be machris. That's how Tosa says in the Mishnah. So Mimela, he says the same thing over here. You see, when you're busy, you know, people either don't have time or are going to push it off to the later part of the day. And therefore, just practically, practically one is not going to be able to have time to do the Suda earlier. So that's why it became, even though it brought down to the Maisa Rav from the Vilna Gaon, that the Vilna Gaon would have the Suda, Bayom. You have it in the morning, and then with the Leket Yosher also, we have a morning, then they would maybe have another one in the afternoon. And because they, you know, why not? Not do the mitzvah Bayom just like like there's Rizi Makdim of the mitzvahs. Why not do the mitzvah Bayom? But that was the but that was what the Truma Sadeshin said. We'll see. Al Pidrush, there could be other reasons, but just the Kipshuto, just like the Mishnah in the Dalet Prokim, that you have to be machris. So sometimes you're very busy. It's not gonna get done. So that's the. Okay, so again, lasso, so some you may mishnah v'simcha, just to review what we said, that you have to have the sudas bayom, and therefore we should have the suda bayom. Okay, we have to push it off, things are busy, and that's why we have two kriyas on Megillah, the Mordechai says, one balayla, one bayom, and we have to have two sudas, one balayla, one bayom, like lo seilech rochil balmecha, to concretize the Kriya Balayla and the Kriya Bayom, and then the Kriya Balayla, we said, is not even in the Mishnah. It's clearly a Derabbanan, but the Kriya Bayom is maybe Divrei Kabbalah or Divrei Torah, and we wouldn't let a Bar Mitzvah boy do it because you don't have the Chazakah the Rabba. And the Chibina Rav thought that no, it's not enough to have a Kriya that it's in the Nach. It has to be Beloshon Tzivui in the Nach, that we had a machlokas Magen Avraham and Marshal, if you forgot Al Anisim, whether you have to repeat benching, and that's totally on whether the Chova to have pass at the Suda, and then whether you should have, and then we said also there's a Boser V'yayin, as part of Simcha is Boser V'yayin, that's where it's brought down, of Shechta brought down from the Brisker Rav, that the yearly of Yayin, that this is really B'toch HaSuda, that's a simple pshat in the Rambam, when he brings the din of is not necessarily during the rest of the day or not during the night, but B'toch HaSuda is the mitzvah of Chayav Adam of Sumi B'Puraya. There's a famous Gemara in Psachim on Daf Samachay, but it discusses the machlokas Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua, how one is supposed to divide Yantif or Shabbos. That was, you have part of the day is Lashem, you're in shul, you're learning and you're davening, and part of the day is Lachem, is that you're eating and you're being Mesameach. So the Gemara says that if this question is, what if one wants to use the whole day Lashem or the whole day Lachem? So the machlokas are Blazer and Yeshua, whether you could divide the day Chatzi Lashem and Chatzi Lashem, Lachem, or to divide the day, or maybe you can choose. You can decide, I want Kulu Lashem or Kulu Lachem. And according to some poskim, Kulu Lashem would mean even fasting. Even Mamish Kulu Lashem, the whole day you're gonna sit and learn and daven and but everyone knows the famous line in the Gemara called Modim Batzeres to be in Nami Lachem. Right, when it comes to Shavuos, then you can't choose. You can't say I want to do Kulu Lashem. And that's all the discussions. Why, if I can't, Shavuos, you would think is dafka the day that you could choose to do kula to the day of the Matan Torah. So, well, if you invite me once before Shavuos, well, we could give a drasha about that. But it's interesting that the other parts of the Gemara, Rabbi Chalav always liked to point this out, that the Shoyal Meshiv said, but a lot of people. Don't speak about the other parts in on that same Gemara. The Gemara has 3 days. Hakol modim b'Shabbos lebininam milachem. That on Shabbos you have to have lachem, you have to have a suda. Hakol modim b'Shavuos lebininam milachem, and hakol modim b'Purim lebininam milachem. Those are the 3 days that you have to have a suda. You can't say I'm going to do kulal Hashem. So the Binyan Shlomo discusses what's the tzar hashove between these three occasions. Again, Shabbos and Shavuos and Purim, that the Binyan Ami Lachem. Binyan Shlomo was one of the Dayanim in Vilna, together with his brother, the Bezalel HaKohen. Bezalel HaKohen wrote the Sefer Reishis Bikurim. And there's the famous piece that the Beis Halevi has in Chumash, that when it comes to Birkas Kohanim, you don't say Shomea Ka'ona. Right? You don't say Shomea Ka'ona, Birkas Kohanim. You can't have one Kohen to go ahead and... he says he spent Shabbos once in Italy, and he was given the kibud of Birkas Kohanim. What do you mean the kibud of Birkas Kohanim? Everyone does, all the Kohanim do Birkas Kohanim, so apparently not. In that community, they only had one Kohen did the Birkas Kohanim, and everyone else listened, and through Shomea Ka'ona, and that's why the Beis Halevi says a Chacham Echad. He doesn't tell you who it is, Chacham Echad, but the Chacham Echad is the Sefer Reishis Bikurim of the Bezalel HaKohen of Vilna. But now let's go back to the brother, Shimon HaKohen of Shlomo HaKohen of Vilna. So he says, what's the tzar hashove for these 3 days? That Hakol Modim B'Shabbos, Hakol Modim B'Purim, B'Shavuos Hakol Modim B'Purim. So he writes the following. That he says that the Shiltus writes that what's the idea of Suda Shabbos? He says, because when a person builds a house, right? So he makes a Chanukah Sabayis, right? You build a new shul, you make a Chanukah Sabayis, and you build a new Beis HaMikdash, you make a Chanukah Sabayis. And the Gemara says in Moed Katan that Chanukah Sabayis is such a big inyan to make a Chanukah Sabayis that at the time of Shlomo HaMelech they even ate on Yom Kippur. And they thought, who knows what's going to happen? We ate on Yom Kippur, you know. So it says, don't worry, Hakol Muzumanim L'Chai HaOlam Haba. Don't worry, you didn't do anything wrong. So obviously it's a big inyan, because if you don't start off on the right foot, if the foundation is not strong, then everything else will... the Chanukah Sabayis is something that's very special. That's why Shlomo Kluger writes in Chochma Shlomo and Shulchan Aruch, he says the whole discussion, the whole kasha by Chanukah, what do you need Shem and Tohar, Batumas Hutra Betzibur? So he says, Atumah Hutra Betzibur, that's for Avodah of the menorah. But when you do the Chanukah's menorah, when you do a new Chanukah inauguration, that has to be Betara. Because that's so we make a Suda. And it could be like we said before, the Suda is not concretized, like the Shem Yishmur said. That's why every Kriyas HaMegillah has to have a Suda together with the Kriyas HaMegillah, like Seichel Rochel, Rashi says. You want somebody to macabre your words, you have to take him out to lunch. You're just not gonna have a business deal with that. You have to have a good lunch to have the business deal go through. So you want to mechazik the dvarim, it has to come together with a good suda. So he says, so when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, Shabbos is the day of the celebrating the Brias Ha'olam, Yishesh Yishomim Asa Hashem Asa Shemayim V'Zaharetz. So new. So what we need to do is have a suda on the Brias Ha'olam. And that's what Suda Shabbos is. Suda Shabbos is the zman for the Suda of Brias HaOlam. And that's what the Shultus writes in the beginning. But he says, but as we know, the world was going to go back to, if the world, if, Yom HaShishi, Shishi B'Sivan, if Klal Yisrael wouldn't accept the Torah would go back to the world would go back to Tohu Vavohu. So then the world wasn't really fully created, fully firm. So therefore we have to have so we were mekabel the Torah. Shishi B'Sivan, they were mekabel the Torah, so the world didn't go back. So therefore we have to have another Suda. What? Chanukas Ha'olam. It's like the Chanukas Ha'bayis, Chanukas Ha'olam. But that Kabbalah we know, Kof Olam Harkigigis. So that Kabbalah also was shaky, and the world theoretically could have gone back to Tov Avo. So therefore, what? They were Mekabal Torah once again, Kimu V'Kimu, on Purim. And therefore we have to have another Suda on the Chanukas Ha'olam on Purim, and therefore that's the Tzad Hashava that Hakol Modim b'Shabbos debinu lachem, Hakol Modim b'Shavuos debinu lachem, Hakol Modim b'Purim debinu lachem. And as we said before, we have a Suda on Shabbos and Purim, and as we know, the Medrash Tanchuma says, "What do you mean, Kabbal Torah again on Purim?" But they already said Nasa V'Nishma, that Tosis is Kasha in Shabbos. So Tosis says, well, Nasa V'Nishma, you know, they said, but they were afraid that, you know, last minute they were going to back out because all the kolos of Brokim, and they're going to back out. So therefore they needed Kof Aleim Harkigigis. But the famous Medrash Tanchuma in Parshas Noach says, no, there's a difference between Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebal Peh. That Kof Aleim, in other words, Torah Shebal Peh obviously is much more difficult than Torah Shebichsav. And he says a person has to love Hashem, b'chol ma'odo, b'chol, you know, in order to mekabel Torah Shebal Peh. But when it comes to Torah Shebichsav, it's more straightforward, it's not as difficult, so therefore the Kof Aleim Harkigigis was on the Torah Shebal Peh, because that was the, and therefore when they had to re-accept the Torah, that was going on the Torah Shebal Peh, and that's what Purim is. So the Kabbalah HaTorah on Purim and the Suda on Purim is that idea of Torah Shebal Peh, and Torah Shebal Peh is that's the idea of the Kabbalah HaTorah on Purim. We know that the Alter Rebbe in Shulchan Aruch HaRav says that Torah Shebal Peh, you have to understand. If you don't understand, there was Torah Shebichsav, you should also understand Torah Shebichsav. But if you just read the words of Torah Shebichsav, you get a mitzvah, the Alter Rebbe says. But the Torah Shebal Peh, if you don't understand, then there's no mitzvah. There's no mitzvah just zogging mishnayis. Just zogging mishnayis and not understand what it is. That's why I always tell my talmidim, less is more and more is less. In other words, if you don't have havana, what you're learning, so then you're not going to remember, so you have to go slow, you have to understand everything. That's the sod of Torah Shebal Peh. It's the havana. That's why it's brought down. Rav Soloveitchik used to say that the Torah Shebichsav is called mikra, because the Kriya itself has a significance. Torah Shebal Peh is called Mishnah, Lashon V'Shinantam. That's learning. It's Havana. If you don't have Havana, then you don't have anything. And that there's no mitzvah. Torah Shebichsav, Chol Apachos, it's better, obviously it's better to understand, but each word is a significant thing. But Torah Shebal Peh is all about Havana, is all about the Shakla V'Taya. It's, you know, there's a, the most famous pasuk in Chumash, "Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe Lemor." So, what does that mean? What does "Vayidaber Hashem Moshe Lemor" mean? So, some learn it means "Lemor Lemor Lacherim," to tell over to someone else. But the Ramban in Parshas Vayera doesn't like that, because he says, "Emesh Omar Lailovan." It doesn't fit into all the pasukim that it always means "Lemor Lacherim." So the Ramban says it means that it's a clear nevuah, spachlari hamira, that sometimes a Navi gets a Nevuah and it's not so clear. And sometimes a Navi gets a Nevuah, like Moshe Rabbeinu, he was a Misnabe Baswaklari, Amir had a clear vision. Right? Abba Shalom Moshe Alemor means that Moshe had this Aspaklari Hamir, that he had a clear vision. That's where the famous Maril Diskin. Maril Diskin says, you know, the famous Chazal, lo kam Navi b'Yisrael k'Moshe, aval b'umas ha'olam kam manu bilam. Hayitachin, that the Chazal are making a dimyon between Moshe Rabbeinu and Bilam. They have a Navi like Bilam. We have Moshe Rabbeinu, they have Bilam. So the Maril Diskin says, and Rav Shach and the Aviezri says, not everyone has a Maril Diskin at home. I guess everyone has an Aviezri at home, but not everyone has a Maril Diskin. So he says, I'm going to copy down b'shmoy everything that Maril Diskin said, because I think it's so important that you know his yesod. And his yesod was that Bilam Harasha also had a clear nevuah, like Moshe Rabbeinu, but for opposite reasons. See, Moshe Rabbeinu was on this high madrega. So he's on such a high madrega, so he had a clear nevuah, Aspaklari Amira. But Bilam had the same clear nevuah, but not because he was on a high madrega. It's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't trust him. And therefore, if it would be left to any iota of interpretation, he would mekalkel it. He would get it wrong. So therefore, it had to be Baruch El Bitcha Katana, so he wouldn't make any mistakes. And that's what, so lo kam Navi Yisrael k'Moshe, but umos olam kam, manu bilam, because they both had this thing, but for opposite reasons. Then Rav Shach is Moisif, that's the godless of Avraham Avinu, because Avraham Avinu wasn't Moshe Rabbeinu, so his nevuah was Aspaklaria she'ena meira. And therefore, in other words, what's the godless of the Akeid? If HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, kach nach zbincha sichitcha, So Hashem's told it to you, so you'll do it, presumably. But the godless was that Hashem never said to Avraham Avinu, Kachnas Bichir Esichidcha. That was where Moshe Rabbeinu wrote down the Torah. So as Rav Shach, Avraham Avinu had Asbachlaria She'ena Mira, and therefore he had to be left to his interpretation. So he could have been dishonest and say, well, I don't think it really means that. Of course, you're such a nogeya badover. Well, who big in the gear badover is your own son, you know. So you're a nogeya badover. But yet he still believed that that's what Hashem meant. That's what Hashem meant. So that was a godless. That was a godless that he wasn't trying to, you know, if he really felt that, even though it was Maschai Amir, it was left to his interpretation, and he still thought this is what Hashem means, that's why I'm going to do it. That's already a godless. Oh, but the Rabbeinu Bechaya says a different word. Rabbeinu Bechaya says that Vayidaber Hashem Moshe Leimur means when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Moshe the Torah, he gave him the Torah Shebichsav and the Torah Shebal Peh. Vayidaber is Torah Shebichsav. Why? Because Torah Shebichsav is kosher. There's no room to maneuver. There's a certain amount of osios and a certain amount of psukim and a certain amount of things. You can't be moisiv, you can't be magareya. It's rigid. Dibur, kosha. But Torah Shebal Peh is not rigid. Torah Shebal Peh, the Gemara says in Chagiga, Divrei Torah is pora v'roba. Divrei Torah kedarbonos, right? It's shakla v'tarya, it's pora v'roba, it's chidushei Torah, so it's pliable. It's expansive. Of course, based on the Messiah and based on the Torah, not that just everyone can just, be Moisif in the Torah, but Alpiya Chachmei HaMessiah, the Torah Shabbal Peh is you give him Midos HaTorah Dreshes Mahem, so therefore, Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe Leimor is what? Is Hashem gave Moshe Rabbeinu the Dibur, Torah Shabbosav, and then Torah Shabbal Peh is Leimor. And he says, and the Vilna Gaon and the Baruch Tam both said over the following, that it says in Kapitel Kuf Yutes, the long Kapitel in Tehillim, that David HaMelech says, Sorim Radfuni Chinam Umudvarcha Pachad Libi. He says, the Sorim were roidif me. You know, the difference, Doyeg, was roid of me. He says, who are you to come and call Hashem? You're from the Moavi family. What right do you have to marry into the Jewish people? So he says, sorry, Matfuni, they were roid of me. Umidvacha pachad libi. And from what? The dibur, meaning what it says in Tosha Bechsav, I was afraid that maybe they're right. But what happened? Sasa nochi alum rasacha kibotze shalraf. But the Tosha Bopeh darshan is Moavi velo Moavis. It's only from the male, not from the female. And so I was vindicated by Sasa nochi alum rasacha. Because Imor, Lamor, Imra, that's the Torah Shebalpeh. And then I was vindicated and I was able to come Bekal Hashem. And that's what the Sfarim write, that Torah Shebalpeh is Mekabel on Purim Torah Shebalpeh, as we said before, and that's Yayin, it's the Sod, Yayin, Yotzal Yayin Nichla Sod, and Torah Shebechsav, that's plain, that's Shavuos, that's the Cholov of Shavuos. So we know that Moshe Rabbeinu went on to Har Sinai, so he learned Torah Shebechsav Bayom and Torah Shebalpeh Balayla, and the Sefer Pardes Eliezer points out that perhaps that's an added idea to what the the minhag, that people start the Suda Bayom and go into the Laila. Again, the Pashup Shad is what we said from the Truma Sedeshin, that just people are busy. So therefore, but the added interpretation perhaps is that Yom is the Zman of the Zman of the Torah Shebichsav, but we want to be motive that Purim is the Zman of Kabbalah Torah Shebalpeh, and the Torah Shebalpeh interprets the Torah Shebechsav, so we go into the Laila, into this man of Torah Shebalpeh, and that's an added interpretation. But Purim is also this man of Ben Adam L'Chaveiro, that we relationships to people, Shalach Manos, Matanos Lavionim. That's why, you know, the Chazon Ish held that when you have Purim Meshulash, this year in Yerushalayim is Purim Meshulash, so there's a question. So we do the Suda when on Sunday in the Purim Meshulash. The Ralbach has a tshuva that says no, you should do it and because of the Yerushalmi says you shouldn't do the Suda Purim on Shabbos. Why can't you do the Suda Purim on Shabbos? Because it's not going to be nikar that it's a Suda Purim, because you're eating the Suda Shabbos anyway, so it's not going to be nikar. So it's a big chiddush that became the mekubal psach. The way we do it is Anshei Yerushalayim, I say we, is on Sunday, but Malbach, the Rabbi Shal Yerushalayim, said no, you should really do it on Shabbos. Then there's a question, so when should you have the Mishloach Manos? When should you have the Mishloach Manos? So Mishloach Manos usually might come together with the Sudas Purim, but the Chazon Ish says, and there's an Aperion about it also. No, it's always that the reason of the Aperion writes, that's the Baal Kitz Shulchan Aruch Sefer Chumash. He says the reason why we have Shalach Manos is really Matanos Lavyon, like the Rambam says. That's the most important thing. We don't want to embarrass people. So if you're going to just give to the Aniyim, so this way we're giving to everybody. Everyone's giving and taking. Okay, it has to be that the Peshudas, Shalach Manos has to be food or this. Okay, but everyone's giving it. It's enough. It's camouflaged enough not to vayish. So the Chazon Ish says that that you should dafke give you shouldn't give the Shalach Manos on the day of the Suda for Purim Shul. You do on the day of Friday when you're going to have the Megillah and you're going to have the Matanos Lavyonim, you do the Shalach Manos that day. And that works out well with the words of the Aperion that we shouldn't mivayish everybody. But I'll tell you an important vort that Rosh Shiva of Chaim Yaakov Golovich, who was Rosh Shiva of Keren Biavne, Talmud of the Brisker Rav and the Chazon Ish. He loved to say certain words that he loved to say over. And he would say them again and again. I only learned there in that yeshiva for 1 year, but my wife is always mispoiled how often I quote his Divrei Torah from Rosh Shiva Zatzal of Chaim Yaakov Golovich. So he always used to like to say over a word from Rav Chaim Volozhin in Pirkei Avos. It's a big yisod. He says like this: Shnayim sheyoshim, famous Mishnah. Ve'ein beinayim divrei Torah hazer heizem Moshev leitzim. He says two people that are sitting, and ve'ein beinayim divrei Torah, that's a Moshev leitzim. So he always would say over. He would say it over in Hebrew. I'll say it over in English. He said, Moshev leitzim. To me, he says a Moshev leitzim. You have people with beer on the table, and they're cracking jokes, and they're, and drinking. That's a Moshev Leitzim Kedasu Kedin. But Shnayim Sheyoshvim Ve'im Beinayim Torah, that should be a Moshev Leitzim. Mechi Tasty, that should be a Moshev Leitzim. So Rav Chaim Volozhin says that, no, you missed the Pshat in the Mishnah. He says the Pshat in the Mishnah is Ein Beinayim Divrei Torah. Meaning, everyone's learning, but there's no dialogue. No one wants to hear what the other person. Kol echad misloseis b'toras chavero. No one wants to hear what the other person's saying. They're not machshiv. They're not machshiv the Torah of their chavrus. Everyone's saying ein beinayim. There's no communication, and that's a moshav leizgus. Rav Hutner writes, what's the idea of leitzon? What's the word leitzonis mean? Leitzonis means you take something choshev and you machoizik from it. You say, you think this is choshev? It's not so choshev. That's what leitzonis is. So ein beinayim divrei Torah, that's a moshav leitzim, because he has something important to say and you're not listening. You're not giving him the time of day to listen. And that's, Rabosei, what Torah Shebaal Peh is all about. Because what's all of Shas? What's all of Shas? All of Shas is a dialogue, back and forth. You know, he says this, and he has a kasha. But the hanacha is that you're listening to what someone else. You could disagree. You could bring a raya. You can bring a, you know. But that's what Purim is, the Kabbalah of Torah Shebaal Peh. But it's also the day of Shalach Manos that we have to show respect for each other, and that's the day of. That's the day where the Torah Shebaal Peh aspect of what? Of Purim fits together with the idea of Shalach Manos, and so there's the respect that we have for every person. And that's why it's interesting, it's brought down, the Maggid of Measures brings this down, and the Bnei Yisachar has it, etc., is that what's the Yisod of Torah Shebaal Peh? It's the Yud Gimel Midos Shatar and Drashas Mehem. And that's connected the Yud Gimel Midos Harachmim. Because when Moshe, in Parshas Baal Oischa, when Moshe Rabbeinu was Mispalel for his sister, what? Kel Norifon Allah. So what was the response? You want to, in different sheet is how you count the Yud Gimel Midos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of Rachamim. So according to Arizal, Kel is the first of the, so that's connected Kal V'Chomer. So he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you want Kel? You want me to invoke that mead of Kel? So what's the response? V'Avia Yorok Yorok B'Faneha. That's the ultimate what? That's the ultimate Kal V'Chomer. That's why you learn the din of Dialov Omen Adin Lios Kanidom. It's from that. You want to have the mead of Kel? Darshan Kal V'Chomer. That's what the Spinker Rebbe said. Why is that the word shofar never appears in the Torah in the context of Rosh Hashanah? Only by Yom Kippur Shal Yovel. We have to learn a Gezerah Shofar from Yom Kippur Shal Yovel. But that's the idea. If Kel is connected to Kal V'Chomer, so what's the Gezerah Shofar? Is the next thing. Is Rachum. Is Gezerah Shofar is connected Rachum. In other words, you want to have the Rachmei Hashem, and Yidashin Gezerah Shava. So shofar had to be learned through the mechanism of Gezerah Shava to me'ora the mid of Rachum of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And so now we're getting ready now for the Achonis for for Purim this year, Purim Shulosh, and someone, you know, there's a minig of most people is to have the Suda in the morning, on so you shouldn't have covered Shabbos, because we're not supposed to eat too close. But there's some people, and I walked in today, is this man still here? Someone came over me and said, oh, I want to show you a Meiri and Ksubas, because other people have the, I mentioned before, the Mashkiach of the Rosh Hashiva of Kerem Yom, Chaim Yaakov Goldwacht, so his nephew, Rav Meir Goldwacht, who's a Rosh Hashiva, he's my neighbor. I'm on 5E, he's on 4E. So Purim is the day that's Kolos Abrachim of Purim. So I have mercy for the people who are 3E, but we are 5E, so it's not people who live on below him. So not Pashut, but the people who live above him is. So he has the minhag of Poris Mapam Makadish, that they start. He told Rav Shechter once, it's a minhag of Yerushalayim, the Poris Mapam Makadish, that they make the suda in the afternoon and they go straight till Shabbos, and then they stop in the middle of by Shkia, they make Kiddush. And so it was a question whether, as Rav Shechter pointed out, there was a discussion, maybe Paras Machmur Kaddish, maybe it's only a B'dievet, it's not maybe not a Lachatchila. So he does it, and the Minhag of Yerushalayim, perhaps, as he quoted, is that they do Paras Machmur Kaddish even Lachatchila. And they start the Suda, and they go through till Shabbos, they make Kiddush when Shabbos comes. And that's the whole discussion of the Bar Priya Goffin. Because the Yerushalmi says if you made a Bar Priya Goffin before Kiddush, then you don't have to make another Bar Priya Goffin and just hold the cup. You don't have to make another bracha. That's a discussion whether Bar Priya Goffin is part of Kiddush or not. Or is it just a Birkas Hanen? It's just a Hechi Timtza. That's a whole discussion. That was one of Rav Soloveitchik's famous Yortzeit Shiurim. That is, says if you walked in to Kiddush and you missed the Bar Priya Goffin, then you missed Kiddush. But that was in Havdalah, he held that if you walked in Havdalah, you missed the Bar Priya Goffin, so what? That's a question. That was the whole Yisod. But usually, Mehechi Taisi, that we're drinking wine before on a Friday afternoon, right? But that would be the Hechi Timsa, whether you have to make another Bar Priya Goffin or not on this. But whatever the case may be, whether it's the But as we said before, it puts Purim together with Shabbos. As we said before, Purim and Shabbos are connected, of the times of the Brias Olam. Because Purim is the ultimate, that's the word we said from Rav Shlomo HaKohen of Vilna. HaKol Modim Ba'atzeres Debino Lamechai, HaKol Modim B'Shabbos, HaKol Modim B'Purim. Because that's the Kviya. And in life, we want to have things of Kviyas. You know, there's so much in life that comes and goes. But Purim is the yontif of Kviyas. We read the Megillah, then we have a Suda. Because a lot of things we do in life, here now, gone tomorrow, you know what the Rabbeinu Bechaya says in Parshas Truma, Parshas Shavua. You know, he says, the minhag was that people, when they would die, they would build an oron from the dining room table. They would take the wood from the dining room table. Why? Because what are you taking with you to the next world? Your car, your this, your that, what are you taking with you? You're taking all the chesed that you did, all the hachnasas orchim you had. That's, you can bring malavi you to the olam ha'emes. And that's Purim. Purim is the things that are going to belava us to netzach netzachim. So as we're mekabel, getting ready for Purim, you have to understand what's aroi and what's keva. And you do a chesed, you help somebody, you give somebody a chizuk, you bring him into your house. That's going to be malavi you v'netzach netzachim. That's the yugimul midas haTorah dreshes b'hem, have to come together with yugimul midas harachimim. And if that's the Kabbalah haTorah you have, then your Kabbalah haTorah is nitzchias. And Bez Hashem, that we hope as we approach, now we are in the month of Adar, and we're coming closer to Purim, these are things we can think about as we approach Purim. Thank you so much. Yaya, so Malachim, nice to see you. This is your father. Thank you, nice to meet you. Thank you. So thank you.
Yeah, you give me.